Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
All right, on today's show, we are sharing important updates for marketers all about LinkedIn, including even more improvements around LinkedIn articles. And being owned by Microsoft, it's no surprise that LinkedIn is making some of the biggest advances in AI. We'll update you on the latest ways that you can save time or do things better using the new AI tools, as well as some important updates for LinkedIn ads. My name is Jerry Potter, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Judy Fox. Judy is a LinkedIn strategist, and her course is called the LinkedIn Business Accelerator Program. Judy, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here. We hit a billion.
I was going to say, first up, huge milestone for LinkedIn. And this is one of those numbers that you can't really spin, right? But they're saying LinkedIn has hit 1 billion members now.
Yeah, they need to do one of those balloons where they have the one and the B and it's the gold balloons. And
maybe they did it at a headquarters somewhere like that. But
maybe. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
LinkedIn, the influencer.
You're always telling us, obviously, no, LinkedIn is growing. It's getting bigger. I mean, LinkedIn, you know, I think if you ask the average person, LinkedIn and Facebook are the two networks that kind of fall into those things where it's like, oh, that one. But obviously it's growing and growing and you're seeing it. You're raving about it all the time, which is great. And then as I mentioned during the open, they are doing so much with AI, especially being owned by Microsoft, some on the front end, some on the back end. So this first update is kind of a back end update, but it could improve things for us as marketers. So what is this back-end AI update that they're doing?
Well, they're adding AI into their content moderation to be able to look at what you have posted. And instead of it going more directly to a human, they're going to put a step in between the human at the end. So the last step will now be the team reviewing, but they're going to have an AI. And they are planning, this is the ideal, is that they're going to catch and have more correct green things that do not violate policies and procedures to go faster through the AI and not need a human touch. Hopefully that made sense.
Yeah. So when I first saw the update, I think it was poorly written or the whatever I saw was poorly written because it was just like, now AI will review posts before it goes to a human. And I was thinking, well, AI or something has always reviewed the posts, right? Like, it's not like they've got this lab full of people reviewing posts every day. So whatever was there before, the bots or whatever we want to call them that were not AI were there.
Or the algorithm.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. And now there's another step in between where it'll go to AI. And the benefit for us is things should hopefully get greenlit faster than if we have to wait for it to get to a human.
Yes, that is what they're saying. And that's what the flow diagram that they put out into the world is showing, that they're going to try to go AI goes faster, because if they can prove that and use AI to do the top layer, which is all greenlit content, and there should be no issues, it should just go out into the algorithm and get the reach that it should deserve. So,
yeah, well, and there's nothing more frustrating than having something you need to get out there for whatever reason. There's urgency, there's a deadline, and it's sitting in, purgatory somewhere like that.
Well, something I wanted to say about the 1 billion members too, and also with content generation and the algorithm, is just to give you guys a taste, there's still only, of all the active weekly members that are posting, it's still 1%, which means they are all benefiting from getting about 9 billion impressions. That 1% is still sharing the 9 billion impressions that are happening on LinkedIn.
I remember years ago reading something like that, where it's like almost nobody on LinkedIn is posting any original content other than just like a quick text update, not even an image or anything like that. And it's fascinating, but obviously an opportunity for those of us that are willing to post and be there. And AI is certainly interesting. It'll be interesting to see in the coming months whether this back end, you know, intermittent thing does get more of our posts out. I do have to say, yesterday I got a notification on my phone from Amazon and it said toys the kids will love, and it was Elmer's glue was the recommendation. And I don't know if that's AI or some other sort of algorithm or bot, but I thought, oh yeah, let me just wrap some Elmer's glue and put it under the under the
kids
tree.
Are going to love that.
They will love it. So I'm excited. Judy's going to be joining us at Social Media Marketing World coming up at right after the beginning of the year here. So excited. She's going to be talking about unlocking AI's potential in B2B marketing on LinkedIn. And if this year you've struggled with your ads didn't work, you're not using them, your short form video is not getting results, or you haven't started with short form video, but you know you need to, not sure how to leverage AI, come join us at Social Media Marketing World. Learn how to make your ads and videos work. Discover how to save time with AI. If you're ready to lock in your strategy for success in 2024, then get your tickets to Social Media Marketing World 2024, which is happening February 18th through the 20th. So I know 2024 was a long ways away before, but now it's like, you know, we're a couple of weeks away from that now. So
it's happening now.
It's happening. Yes. So we would love to meet you as well. Go to socialmediamarketing.world to get your ticket and make 2024 your best year ever. So speaking of things that 99% of the billion people on LinkedIn are not using, these newsletters continue to grow and be bigger and bigger. Can you give just a quick summary of what newsletters are again, just for people that may have ignored them until now, and then tell us about some of these new updates?
Yes. So newsletters are one of my top three pieces of content that I've been working with clients to generate business. So it is converting. It is working for company pages and for personal profiles to get them opportunities, to get them features, to also get them out in Google search and SEO, and actually to be scraped by AI. So newsletters, I will say, if you had to pick a number one strategy for next 2024, is going to be LinkedIn newsletters. And I'm going to be talking about newsletters on stage at Social Media Marketing World. So what I'm going to say is, LinkedIn has now updated the analytics, which I love that they're investing in that. You get to track not only your follower growth, maybe you want to analyze what articles did well. You now get a chart and can go back 365 days to see what worked over the past year to grow your subscribers. Love that.
Yeah.
And then the ability to also see where your audience is from, what industry, what their titles are. You can start segmenting all the pieces of your audience. I loved that I got to look to see, was I attracting a local audience? And I was. And I also can go through all of my followers and start connecting with them more easily. So I am loving the analytics. You get to the analytics easily from your profile or directly from that newsletter.
Well, and I love that there are so many other types of content that could easily be repurposed as a newsletter, right? If you're already sending out emails, they can be quickly adapted, but then you can add images and things like that. And they're adding new things, like you said, to duplicate and make them faster, things like that. Why? I am curious though, you said, you know, did you see you are reaching lots of local people?
Yes. People tell me all the time, oh, I want to make sure I get my right audience, especially if you have a newsletter that does have a local impact. Like maybe you're in real estate and you want to talk to local home buyers and sellers. You are able to actually create good SEO for that newsletter that actually gets you better reach within a local area on LinkedIn, which is really cool.
Well, and so do you feel like LinkedIn is prioritizing nearby connections for everybody? I mean, because obviously your content is not local specific.
Correct. I would say, I mean, from what I've seen in the newsletters I'm working on with clients, I mean, it might be a combination of they have their profile set up to be in a certain location. They're using the word of their city, for example, especially like I said, real estate is a specific one I worked on recently that we were able to quickly see that we're hitting all the major cities they wanted to hit.
Okay. Well, and if we think about the history of LinkedIn in general, you know, before creator mode and all of that, we were mostly connected with coworkers and bosses and, you know, pre-pandemic for most people, especially that was local. So
the analytics coming out on newsletters just blows my mind that you can more quickly connect your business goals to each newsletter to actually come back to your team and say, this is working. This is heading in the direction we want to head. And that is more information than we ever had on individual posts that we were making.
Wow. Yeah, that is huge. Okay. We do have some other AI updates to LinkedIn, which we'll talk about here in just a second. But it sounds like, you know, Judy is saying that one of the best opportunities for 2024 is these LinkedIn newsletters on the organic side.
Yeah. I'm going to quickly share two more updates with newsletters. I know we're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just that we can duplicate past ones now. So if you have a good newsletter that you looked in the analytics, you'll click that and be able to duplicate it. So you can actually put new information in, but use the same format. That, and you don't have to create the work again. And then the second thing they added is being able to preview it. So that way you can see what it's going to look like to someone reading it before you hit publish.
And so were there a lot of issues with that previously where it would look fine in the draft form and then it would look off once you published?
Yes. I think it was mostly with images, or if you were going to put a link, was it going to auto scrape the image from a link? Or there were just kind of like, how is it going to format this content? And yeah, it was helpful to see it in its final format.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay. So newsletters on the organic side, and then ads continue to be great for some marketers and some businesses, and some new updates coming to LinkedIn ads. Tell us a little bit about these updates.
From the ad, and I will always shout out AJ Wilcox. As if you have any questions about ads, please go to AJ Wilcox. So my understanding is that you're going to be able to more quickly connect your online and offline on LinkedIn data. What it means is if you have a campaign on LinkedIn, what are those actions that somebody then takes on your website, on your sales calls, on your collecting leads that are in person at an event and being able to connect it? That was my understanding. Let me know if I summarized that correctly, or AJ Wilcox, if you're out there.
Yeah, well, and that was my interpretation too, is that, you know, I'm trying to remember who it was. It might have been YouTube. One of the networks started talking about a cookie-less future, which as a cookie lover, that phrase sounds terrifying.
That sounds funny.
Right. I'm like, no, but we are obviously moving into more and more privacy, and it's not going to get reversed. But as marketing evolves, new ways are found. And so this definitely plays into that, where they are giving us this opportunity to connect, like you said, the online and the offline data together, which is great. And then the other things they seem to be doing, they said on your website, you'll be able to measure and retarget button clicks on your website, but it's not as complex as it used to be. And so that's obviously very enticing as well. And so if you're an agency and you already do this for a client, well, now there's a simpler way to do it, which is great. But that's the biggest thing, is just simplifying things to track everything more. And obviously LinkedIn always wants to do that so that you'll spend more on ads, because the better you know they're working. Well, yeah, I mean, if you know you're getting $20 back for every $10 you spend, then, you know, it's time to scale. So another AI update coming to LinkedIn is for LinkedIn premium users. And I found out before the show, Judy's a little jealous because she doesn't have this update yet. But
I have premium.
Yes. But yeah. So what's being added for LinkedIn premium users? And I noticed, by the way, before you say, they've touted at no additional cost, which makes me wonder, will there be additional costs elsewhere? But what are these updates they're talking about now?
First of all, the fact that we can go out and chat with Bing or with ChatGPT, and we can have that back and forth conversation. What I'm viewing this as is the start of that energy on LinkedIn inside your own newsfeed. So I'm seeing this as the first step, which is to take what it sees in your feed and start creating a summary for you. So just like if you search something right now in the search bar at Google, you're going to get a quick summary. If you ask ChatGPT a question, it's going to start summarizing things for you. So I see that LinkedIn's acknowledging that and starting to head in that direction. And then the ability to potentially chat with it about what is in your newsfeed becomes a smart newsfeed, which I don't know where this is going when it comes to content creators, because then you wouldn't be scrolling your newsfeed anymore. So this will be an interesting update.
Say more about that. When you say you wouldn't be scrolling, like it would just...
You would be chatting with your newsfeed about the content in the newsfeed.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm not sure how that is going to translate to the creators making content, because you're not necessarily liking and commenting on posts if you're actually chatting with AI about the newsfeed.
It's interesting, all this stuff that they're integrating. I remember on a previous show, we talked about when they said LinkedIn premium users will be able to improve their post content, rewrite it, you know, different things like that, which goes against LinkedIn wanting authentic voices in a way. But obviously, it's amazing what these tools do. I was surprised because most of the platforms seem to be, you know, making AI integrated for all users. But, you know, one thing we've heard about AI a lot over the last year is how expensive the processing is on the back end. And so I guess it's not surprising that they're doing this with LinkedIn Premium to start. Even with Google, I was watching a video the other day about SEO. And even with Google, you know, right now, if you Google something, unless you've already like opted out of it, it'll say generating AI results. Well, if you never click on anything, I find out it says, would you like us to generate AI results? But that's one of those things where it's, you know, it's costing Google money to do that. So it'll be the same thing on the LinkedIn side too.
I have noticed LinkedIn is phasing other things out. And I'm wondering, you know, they're shutting things down. Like, for example, they took away the LinkedIn profile video, the one that you could make a 30-second video. It's gone now from a lot of profiles. It's gone from my profile. And then the other thing I noticed that is disappearing, and it's a little confusing because they called them carousels. They're still letting you upload PDFs and you can swipe through them, but they are no longer going to support any kind of carousel feature of uploading JPEGs as carousels.
Well, and removing the old ones was that big thing where they're like, okay, we're saying goodbye, you know, to these now. So yeah.
And they're deleting them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the part that surprised me. The video profile pictures doesn't surprise me because obviously video takes more bandwidth, but it seems like everything else would have been fine. LinkedIn, come on, let us keep our stuff. Well, another update, LinkedIn verification, their ID verification. This is actually, they're using some of the same technology that you get verified to, you know, go through shorter security lines at the airport. It is rolled out to a bunch more countries now. So if that's something you want for you or your clients, you can look into that. Basically, they're saying it's available to anyone that you can have a valid NFC enabled passport, which is like a passport with a chip in it. But it is interesting, you know, this move toward verification, like we said, transparency, authenticity, you know, insert whatever cliche word that you want. But then they've also, they're doing more with badges around, you know, making sure people can see the badges that you have. Tell us a little bit more about what they're doing now with these verification badges.
Everything about perception of somebody being real on LinkedIn is going to matter more and more as AI continues to get more just everywhere, all over every platform. So what I really like about the badge is it has a check mark. So it does look like, okay, this is a LinkedIn checked account, which means it has to be a real person. I think it looks, it sends the perception that that person took the extra steps to look like a real person. I think it looks interesting. I'm going to obviously turn it on my profile because I like how it looks. And I think perception is the speed in which you can get what people think about you to trust. And if that check mark makes that happen, then go ahead and do that for your profile.
Yeah, I could totally speed up that know, like, trust factor. The one thing I'm wondering is it seems like this whole year LinkedIn's been doing badges and what do they call the voices on LinkedIn? Is it a trusted voice?
Oh, the AI generated article?
No. Like on your profile, it's like you're a trusted voice in social media or something like that.
Oh yeah. They're saying top voices.
Top
they're
voices,
calling
yeah.
them community badges.
Community badges. Okay. Yeah. Because it's one of those things where it's like, it's at what point, like Facebook groups are the same way. There's like a 9,000 badges. And so at what point are we all just Girl Scouts walking around with a sash with so many badges that we don't know, you know, what anything means anymore. But I do agree with you. The check mark, the verification, all of that can speed up that know, like, and trust in a big way. And then, of course, the more people that are engaging with you because of that also speeds all of that up. So
I meant to mention before the call, there was one more thing I saw on the horizon. I don't know if it is coming out, but I've seen some product managers at LinkedIn show some glimpses of it, which is, you know, how LinkedIn has LinkedIn Learning and they have these great courses and materials, consumption of like videos you can watch. And I think it might be creating like a LinkedIn Learning coach chatbot that you can start chatting with the LinkedIn Learning material. I think I see that coming. Again, I didn't let you know that I might throw that one out there as a new feature, but that one I see on the horizon.
Well, my favorite feature leaks are the ones that accidentally get leaked because somebody's doing a screen share that they shouldn't have or whatever. And it's like, oh, we were supposed to.
I don't
to
think that's an accidental one. No, I think I just saw something and I was like, oh, that's coming. I see it coming. I can see that it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And even when they say it's an accident, it's probably not an accident a lot of the time, right? It's that all press is good press. Well, a quick reminder to join us at Social Media Marketing World. Achieve your 2024 business goals with an all-access ticket. You can get your ticket right now. Just go to socialmediamarketing.world. That's socialmediamarketing.world. Come say hi. Come meet Judy. See her amazing talk about AI for B2B on LinkedIn. Judy, where can people find out more about you?
Just Google JUDIFOX and you'll find videos that I've collaborated with Social Media Examiner, and you can find me on LinkedIn. That is probably the number one place to find me.
Very nice.
Judy Fox on LinkedIn.
And a couple more podcasts for you to check up and add to your listening lineup. One is the Social Media Marketing Podcast, and then also the Marketing Agency Show. So until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.